We're in the cycle of our spiritual life. The second message, the fellowship of life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. Go ahead, click away. And also, we'll need our Bibles ready. And if you wanted to open up to 1 John chapter 1,
Amen.
That would be good just to have it handy. We're going to do a little Bible reading. Okay, well, to open up the fellowship this morning, amen, I wanted to kind of just give us a little view of this training that maybe not all of us have, but it kind of, I was really impressed with it last night. As you know, this training, the topic's on the humanity of Jesus, and that's really the emphasis. So last night in the evening line, we saw the perfect and proper humanity of Jesus. We were all impressed. I mean, it was just too much. That's the only humanity that's useful to God. And we really saw this in the meal offering, of course, all the aspects. But our brother actually opened up with the type of the tabernacle in the Old Testament. And we saw that the humanity of Jesus in type is acacia wood. Okay? Acacia wood. And then also we saw that Christ's humanity typified the gold, right, that overlaid the acacia wood. Now, when we look at the tabernacle, actually in the center of the Holy of Holies was the Ark of the Testimony. Do you know what that was made of? It was made of acacia wood overlaid with gold. And you know what that ark represents? Our dear Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He is the testimony of God.
Yeah.
I don't want to get too much into that, but praise the Lord. This is the individual Christ, right? But this Holy of Holies, on every side, there were 48 boards. Actually, this room has some boards on the wall. 48 boards, right? Standing, built up together. And, you know, what do those boards represent, right? Actually, it represents the church with all the believers, right? As the enlargement of this Christ.
Amen.
To be the corporate testimony of God, right? So God's dwelling place is in Christ and is in the church, right? So what are the materials of the boards? The same as the material of the ark, which was what? Acacia wood overlaid with gold, okay? And so last night, I really hope you all saw that the gold couldn't be put on any kind of wood, not just any wood. No other humanity can bear the weight of this gold. Actually, in the meeting hall in the church in San Diego, we have our Lord's Table meeting. We actually have a table, and it's actually made out of acacia wood.
Whoa.
And it's really heavy. I mean, solid, weighty wood. You know? I mean, unbelievable. And the thing with gold is it's very heavy. It's very heavy. And it's precious, but it's very heavy. It needs a certain kind of wood. Only the humanity of Jesus can be overlaid with the divine nature. Okay? Okay. So we have to be clear on that. And we're going to get a lot of help in the evening line related to eating in and taking in this humanity. Not trying to imitate it, not trying to be something we're not, but eat Jesus.
Amen.
We will, masticate Jesus.
Amen.
Tonight we're going to get a lot of help in that, so don't worry about that. But in this evening line, actually, or this morning line, I want to say that the emphasis is a little more on the gold. It's on the gold. It's the cycle of our spiritual life. It's related to the divine life with the divine nature. Okay? We need both. And actually, these two lines go together and they help one another, right? Without the acacia wood, you can't have the frame to uphold the gold. But without the gold, you don't have the beauty, the expression, you know, the divine attributes you know, expressed through the human virtues of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we need both of these lines, and they go together. And let me tell you something. Eating Jesus, drinking Jesus, you get both. Amen?
Amen.
You get the one who is fully mingled, God and man.
Amen.
He is the mingling of God and man.
Amen.
He is the acacia wood overlaid with gold. Okay? And then there's a third line, actually, right? And this is related to what? The gospel, the God-ordained way. And you know what this is? It's just the living out. It's the living out of this life to reach man. Oh, this is how we can cooperate with the Lord, live with the Lord corporately, right? For the increase of his expression, right? So praise the Lord for this training.
Amen.
You're getting a very balanced training
yeah.
from our very balanced Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
And I just really encourage us all to take in all these lines in this kind of way. You know, even in our morning line, you know what that is? It's to supply us, the daily time with the Lord in the morning. That's to supply us in every way to live this out in reality. Okay, so given that, the fellowship of life, amen. Okay, Lord Jesus, well, we were giving an overview of the cycle of our spiritual life, and it begins with what? The eternal life. Do you have the life?
Yeah.
I'll ask you this. Do you have the Son?
Yeah.
And you have the life.
Yeah.
Okay? We all have the life of God. We are children of God. You know why? Because we have the life of God. You couldn't call me a child of God if I didn't have the life of God. Okay? Well, this is just the entrance, the beginning. And there's an issue. That's the fellowship of life. You know what the fellowship of life is? I'll just say it real briefly now. It's the enjoyment of the life we've received. And it implies a flow. We'll get to that. And then finally, this brings in the divine light. In the light, we see our need for the blood of Jesus. Right? We cooperate with the blood of Jesus by what? Confessing our sins, right? And guess what? We get more life. And the life increases in us. And this is the growth of life, right? This is how we grow in life. We have to go through this cycle. Don't think it's just we need to stay in one or the other. Well, go through the cycle. It's in the cycle that produces the growth, okay? Okay, and it must be repeated many times. But I want to now just touch our attitude in this training, in our Christian life, in these lines that we're following. What is our attitude? What should our attitude be? I want to encourage us all to be diligent. I really appreciated our brother's word to us this morning from Hebrews 11:6, right? He's a rewarder to those who diligently seek him, right? Well, coming to the cycle of life and the divine life, it's also in 2 Peter 1:3, 4, 5, and maybe like 5 through 8. You know, in 1:3, he has granted us all things related to what? Life and godliness. We have the life. He's granted it to us. Right? Okay. And in 1:4, we are what? Partakers of the divine nature. We have the divine nature. We can partake of it. So, is that it? No. Our brother, the Apostle Peter here, he had to add this, adding all diligence, adding all diligence in 1 Peter 1:5. I don't want to read the whole verse to you, but just that phrase there, adding all diligence. And when you follow the rest of the verses, it's the development and the growth of life so that we'd have a rich entrance into the kingdom of God. What do you all think? What about our attitude? Maybe we just have to say, Lord Jesus, Give me your attitude. When I come to the Word, I want to eat your attitude. Yeah? Lord, I make a choice, trusting in you to supply, to diligently be in these things, enjoy these things, so that what? We can grow this life. Amen. Okay, so that's our attitude. Now let's come to the verses. 1 John chapter 1. And we'll read the verses 1 through 7, and we'll read it in this way, okay? Incoming freshmen, are you in here? You're going to be freshmen? How about y'all stand up? Okay. Well, you guys will read verse 1. And now, please, release your spirit. And then sophomores, how about you read verse 2? Juniors, verse 3. Seniors and super seniors, verse 4. And sisters, verse 5. Yeah, also. Sisters, verse 5. Brothers, verse 6. And then we'll do all together, verse 7, okay? All right, and we'll stand each time. Okay, go ahead, go. Which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we beheld with our hands handled, concerning the word of life. Amen. Sophomores, let's just keep it going. Flow. Amen. Go. Life was manifested, and we have seen and testify and report to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. Amen. Juniors, that which was seen and heard, we report also to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Seniors, our joy may be made full. Okay, sisters. Amen. Brothers,
if we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and are not practicing the truth.
Amen. All together.
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from every sin.
Hallelujah. Oh, in these verses, we have it all. We have the eternal life. We have fellowship. Amen. We have the fellowship in life. Right? Oh, we have what? The light. Hallelujah for the light. God is light. Amen. And we also have the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from every sin. I really encourage you all. This life cycle is right here in these verses. Okay? So, you know, if you feel like, oh, there's something I'm missing in this, just come to these verses, pray, read these verses. There's some awesome footnotes. If you never read the life studies of 1 John, I think it's message 5. I mean, just dive into it, because this is how you're going to grow in life. I mean, you want to grow in life? Oh, me too. Well, we need to go through this cycle, okay? All right. Okay, let's come to the outline. And we'll go through this part a little bit quickly, because my burden is more towards the end of this message. Okay, Roman numeral 1, I'll read it to you. The source of the fellowship of life is the life of God. And our brother Craig yesterday really helped us to see this, right? We have life. We have the eternal life, Amen. The uncreated life. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord for this life. Amen. Well, this life, when it comes into us, it becomes a source. A source of what? The fellowship of life. So that we can enjoy this life. Okay? And it says 1 John 1, 2, and 3 show that the apostles, testify and report to us the eternal life. Amen. We saw that as we read. So that we may have fellowship with them.
Amen.
Yeah, they had a goal. We want to bring these ones into the fellowship.
Amen.
Isn't that good? Why do we report the eternal life to people? Because we want to enjoy. Right? We want to bring them into the fellowship of life so they can enjoy with us. Okay, B, the flow of the river of water of life that proceeds from the throne of the redeeming God in Revelation 22:1, portrays the fellowship of life. Okay, this, you know, I don't know if you're scared of the book of Revelation, but don't be. It ends wonderfully. In Revelation 22:1, it really shows us the eternal view of our God. Okay, and I'll just read this to you. And we'll come back to this at the very end of the message. But I'll just read Revelation 22:1 to you. And he showed me, amen, Lord Jesus, show us,
amen,
a river of water of life,
amen,
bright as crystal,
amen,
proceeding out of the throne of God,
amen,
and of the Lamb in the middle of its street.
Amen.
Oh, this is good. You know, in this picture, in this portrait, in this sign, what do we see? We see God. We see God on the throne,
amen,
the God who has purposed,
amen,
right? We also see what? The Lamb as the Redeemer.
Amen.
So we see the God who purposed and the God who redeemed.
Amen.
And what else do we see? Yeah. We have God the Father, we have God the Son as the Lamb. We see a river. Do you see it? Well, guess what that river represents? The Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, the Spirit. The Spirit.
Amen.
What's he doing? Proceeding out. But how does a river proceed out? Flows. Right? Rivers flow. Okay, right there. It's the only action taking place, right, in this verse. The Lord's doing many things. But he's flowing out. Okay? We just have to see this. Lord, show us that you're a flowing God. The Spirit himself is the flow of life. Okay? And the flow of life is the fellowship of life. It's all right here in this picture. We'll continue to define this fellowship in a moment. But I just wanted to encourage you. He's flowing as a river.
Amen.
When we were singing, therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall you say, praise the Lord. Amen. Okay. We don't, I'll run out of time if we do that. There's just a river. Oh, saints, we have to see this. Our God is never still. He's rich. He's living. He's always moving. He's active. He's not stagnant. Oh. And he's in your spirit. Just have to say that. He's in you. David Nurnberger. Let him out, brother. Amen. I've been picking on him for a while. He's in San Diego. Okay. Roman numeral 2. Why don't we just keep going? Because of the divine life is organic. Here it is. Rich. How about we read this together? Because the divine life is organic, rich, moving, and active, its outcome is the fellowship of life. Amen. How about we read A together? The fellowship of life is the issue of the eternal life and is actually the flow of the eternal life within all the believers who have received, possess the divine life. Hallelujah! Fellowship is not something we do merely. Of course, we fellowship. It's not an activity. It's the flow. It's the flow of this one in all the believers. Okay? I got to ask you a question. Maybe a couple brothers could stand up. Come on up, brothers. Come on. Daniel, look up. Amen, brother. Come up, come up. I got a question for you guys. Did you receive the eternal life?
Amen.
Did you receive the eternal life?
Amen.
Okay. Yes. Amen. Okay. Now, did you receive the eternal life completely, wholly, you know, or partially? You guys are good. Okay, sit down. It's a trick question. You received the flow. You received the flow. Yes, you received the whole triune God.
Yeah.
But, right? Are you fully grown in this life? No. So, anyway, we received the flow. When the Spirit got into you, you received the flow of life. That's the real answer. And when we enjoy this flow, we grow. Amen. Hallelujah. We enjoy the flow, we
grow.
Amen. Have you received the flow?
Amen.
Have you received the flow?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know why we receive the flow? Because our God is flowing out. And saints, he's always been flowing from eternity to eternity. And you know what his incarnation was? In the womb of a virgin, right? It was the flow of the triune God into man. And you know what his human living was? It was the flow of the triune God in a perfect man. Everywhere he went, everything he did, everything he said, everything he thought, everything he felt was just the flow of the triune God. Amen. Expressed in this God-man. Amen. Yeah. And you know what happened on the cross? There was a release.
Amen.
Of the flow.
Amen.
John 19:34, right? What happened in John 19:34? But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately there came out blood and water. Hallelujah! The blood to redeem, of course. But that redemption is for what? The water! Oh, the water, the flow that was just trapped in him as the one God man was released. Hallelujah! In resurrection, this one became the life-giving spirit. So what? So that this flow could enter into us.
Amen.
You know, when we believed into him, you know what happened? The flow got in. We didn't leave it. We didn't receive it as a stagnant life. We didn't receive just a life that, okay, I got eternal life. God, I'll know you after I die. It's not for the afterlife. No, we received the flow.
Amen.
The same flow that was in Jesus. Same flow that's always been in the triune God.
Amen.
This is the fellowship of life.
Amen.
Oh, we have to see it's a flow. Lord, show us. Show us this flow.
Amen.
Okay. Some verses. Okay, I can't do them all. Oh, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. John 4:14. I'll just read half of it. Something was installed in you. The flow was installed in you.
Amen.
But the water that I will give him will become in him a fountain of water.
Amen.
Springing up into eternal life.
Amen.
Into is the flow.
Amen.
God the Father is the fountain.
Amen.
God the Son is the spring.
Amen.
And the Spirit is the flow.
Amen.
And he's in your spirit.
Amen.
All you did was open up and take a drink.
Yeah.
But you didn't just get a drink. You got a flow. That's the fellowship of life. Enjoy the flow. That's the fellowship of life. John 7, I got to do it. Oh, Lord, give us time. John 7:38, he who believes into me,
amen.
That's the drink. As the scripture said, oh, no, sorry. John 7:37, let him come to me and drink. He who believes into me, as the scripture said, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Praise the Lord. Did you come to him and drink?
Yeah.
Did you believe into him?
Amen.
Then you got rivers.
Amen.
Of living water.
Amen.
In your innermost being.
Amen.
And it's always there.
Amen.
It's always in your spirit flowing.
Amen.
I think a burden of the Lord today for us all is that we wouldn't just let him be trapped in our spirit. Because though he's the flowing one, he always respects man's will. He always respects man's will. If we choose to just leave him there, well, every believer has the flow of the triune God in them. Every believer can have the fellowship of life. But it doesn't mean we all do, you know. So we need to let him out. We need to take him in, and we need to let him out. And I really feel like that's one of the burdens here today. Oh, Lord Jesus, we wouldn't just have you imprisoned in our spirit. We wouldn't damn this flow because of our face. Amen. Okay. B, the Greek word for fellowship. Okay, I was practicing this. The Greek word for fellowship is koinonia. Amen. It's koinonia.
Amen.
I got online and there was a little help. Koinonia. Why don't we learn this word? Learn some New Testament Greek. Koinonia. Amen. Let's enjoy koinonia today.
Amen.
It means what? Joint participation, common participation and indicates a putting away of private interests and joining with others for a common purpose. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Saints, oh, to be in the fellowship of life, we need to put away our private interests. Right? If you came to this meeting today, you had to put some things away. Right? And guess what? We're being joined to the very apostles. Yeah, we're being joined to the triune God. Oh, we're being joined to every believer. What? For a common purpose.
Amen.
You know what this purpose is? I'll go to 1 John 1:3. If you have the recovery version, there's a footnote later. You can go there. I'll just read a little bit to you. It says, this purpose, according to John's writings, is twofold. That the believers grow in the divine life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, there's a lot there. I'll just leave that simplified. And two, that the local churches be built up as the lampstands for the testimony of Jesus and consummate in the new Jerusalem as the full expression of God for eternity. Isn't that good? Life, growth in life, and building. What? So God can have his house, his city, his eternal resting place for his full expression. That's the purpose. And when we get into the fellowship of life, that becomes our purpose. Oh, brothers and sisters, we have to see this. We're being joined to our God. That's why he gave us this fellowship of life. He wants us to carry out his eternal purpose.
Amen.
You have been called into the fellowship of his Son to carry out his eternal purpose. He chose you. You know that? He chose you. And he called you in time for this. Oh, let's enjoy this. Let's give the Lord our cooperation.
Amen.
Okay. See, the function of the fellowship of life is to inwardly supply the believers with all that is in the life of God. Wow. Inwardly supply. That's the key words here if you want to circle that. Inwardly supply. Oh, Lord, supply us. You know why there's the fellowship of life? He just wants to supply us.
Amen.
How can we carry out God's purpose? He has to supply us.
Amen.
Oh, he has to supply us.
Amen.
And praise the Lord, in the flow of this river, there's a tree growing on this side and on that side. And that's the tree of life to supply every believer with the riches of God.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we can. We will. Become the new Jerusalem. We will accomplish God's goal because of this supply. But I would say this. We need to learn to open. Write this word down. Make this your prayer. Ask the Lord to open you. Lord, open me. Open me to the supply. Open me. Open me to you. Open me to the brothers and sisters. Oh, open me to the fellowship in life.
Amen.
Open me to this flow.
Amen.
I don't want to restrict the flow.
Amen.
I don't want to reserve a certain part of my heart. Lord, I want to open this.
Amen.
Something you're struggling with. Something that's just weighing you down, dealing with. Open.
Amen.
We have to give him the opening.
Amen.
This morning, in your personal time, I hope you had some opening. When we come to our group times, twos and threes, this meeting, the Lord's table meeting, the prayer meeting of the church, the home meetings, come open. Opening to the Lord. Opening to one another. To let the fellowship of life supply us inwardly. Oh, Lord Jesus, it doesn't mean that our situation's going to change. Actually, we pray a lot for our situations to change. But let's just stop doing that. Have you noticed? They don't quite change. Well, I wouldn't say stop all the way. It's okay. Anyway, as you get older, you realize that there's nothing going to change. That's okay. But I encourage you, work on opening. Okay. Open, open, open. Okay. Okay, let's go to D. The fellowship of life is like the circulating of the blood, which supplies the body, and like the flowing of electricity, which supplies the light bulbs. Okay, brothers and sisters, we don't exist as individuals. Daniel, can I borrow you again? Okay, we exist as the body of Christ. And this picture of the circulation of blood, this is in the body, in our physical body. This is exactly, you know, it's the best picture of the reality, the body of Christ. You know, there's a circulation in our body all the time. Well, there's a circulation in the body of Christ all the time. It's ceaseless. It's continuous. And it's from the head to all the members and from the members to one another, right? And if we get cut off, if this circulation stops, there are big problems, physically and spiritually. Okay, I don't know if you know this, okay, but along this brother's neck here, there are two, I think, major arteries, right? Like carotid, and then there's a vein, right? Jugular? Okay. Okay, well, Christ is our head, right? And we're just a member of this body. How long do you think you'll last if I cut off that circulation? Now, I'm not talking about breathing. Breathing's up here in the front, right? You know, how long can you hold your breath?
Like a minute.
A minute, okay. If I held on to him a minute, he'd probably pass out. 3 minutes, brain damage. Okay, but how long do you think he'll last if I cut off the circulation of the blood to his head? I think it's about 9 to 15 seconds, and he'll be on the ground. And if I don't let go, he'll be in seizures and then a lot worse. Brothers and sisters, we can't let anything hinder our fellowship with the Lord. You will not last seconds, instantly. You just get cut off. You get cut off from the supply. And guess what? All those problems in your life, they start dictating what you do, what you say, how you feel, what you express. Let's stay joined to our head.
Amen.
This morning, we're getting some help, right? Morning by morning.
Amen.
Let's enjoy the fellowship with the head. And then throughout the day, let's stay connected with him. Okay. Now, how about the members? What if I cut off the circulation of this arm? How long do you think this brother will last? I'd say a little while longer, right? But eventually, this member will die. This member will die. And do you think it'll just affect this member here? Sorry. I'm not squeezing hard enough. Okay. It'll turn blue, and then it'll turn green, black, I think, yeah? And then green, and then it'll fall off. But what do you think? The head will be okay with that? Oh, a lot of pain, a lot of pain. He'll feel it all. And how about the other members? Huh? How do you think this body would feel without an arm here? Actually, it'd probably contaminate the whole arm. Anyway, or the whole body. Okay, have a seat, brother. We need to stay in the fellowship of life. It's that serious. We need it. We need to enjoy this life. We need to open to the flow of life. Okay, the other illustration is electricity. Electricity is always moving. It's a flow. I guarantee if you touch it, you will know that flow. I've touched it. Oh, man. Once I had to clean pools, and there was the switch for the pumps. And I was always dripping wet because I was cleaning a pool. And there were some live wires. And I got shocked so many times. Every time I touched that electricity. You know what I was getting? I was getting a flow. And let me tell you, it was like, wow! Sometimes standing in a puddle of water and just, ah! We were joined. I was joined to the power plant, right? Into anyway. Okay, it's too much. Okay. Let's stay joined. Amen. Let's stay in the flow. Oh, Lord. Let's stay switched on. Amen. Let's stay connected.
Amen.
All these things, right? Stay connected. Let them energize you. Okay. All right. Okay, well, we got to... Oh, Lord Jesus, there's no way. Okay. Okay, why don't we just go through this a little faster now. Okay, the fellowship of life has two aspects. The vertical aspect between God and us and the horizontal aspect among the believers. Okay, and we saw that in those verses. 1 John 1:6, we have fellowship with Him. 1 John 1:7, we have fellowship with one another. Okay, A, we enter into the vertical aspect of the divine fellowship by the divine spirit, the Holy Spirit. Okay, I'm going to keep going. B, we enter into the horizontal aspect of the divine fellowship by the exercise of our human spirit.
Amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, I just want to say, and look up those verses, but these two spirits are mingled as one. These two spirits are mingled as one. You just take care of your mingled spirit. You'll be taking care of the divine fellowship vertically and horizontally, okay? You'll have that one fellowship. It's just one fellowship. It's not two fellowships. There are not many fellowships. There's only one fellowship. And it has two aspects, vertical and horizontal. And they're very much related to one another. In fact, the word is interwoven. See, the one divine fellowship is an interwoven fellowship. The horizontal fellowship interwoven with the vertical fellowship. Oh, hallelujah. Okay, subpoint one, our horizontal fellowship with the saints brings us into vertical fellowship with the Lord. Then our vertical fellowship with the Lord brings us into horizontal fellowship with the saints. Oh, this relationship, they're interdependent. They're the same. It's the same fellowship. I'll give you a little testimony. One day, I was in a summer college training, and there was all this fellowship, you know. And at this time in my life, I was going to go be a doctor, ready to go. Med school, here I come. Got in a good one. And I went on a hike. Are we going on a hike this week? Praise the Lord. Anyway, I went on a hike, and I met this brother. And he just started fellowshipping with me while he went back to school. Oh, he asked me first, what are you going to do? I'm like, I'm going to medical school. You know, I'm set. No one ever argues to you if you tell them you're going to be a doctor. And they're like, oh, good, you know. No one says, bad idea, Stephen. Anyone here want to be a doctor? Oh, come on. It's not a bad thing. No one's going to say anything bad. Okay, well. I had made that decision on my own, and I had worked really hard at it. And then I'm on this hike, and the brother just tells me all he wants to do about going back to school so he can go to the full-time training in Anaheim. And I was just like, okay, you know, good for you. Yeah. And he was just talking about himself. He never said anything to me or, hey, you should go. There was no suggestion. But I was open. And I was enjoying the Lord in the college training. Praise the Lord. We were having that horizontal fellowship. And you know what happened all of a sudden? The vertical started working. Oh, I don't know how it works. It's the one mingled spirit. Then I heard very clearly, Manuel, you need to go to the full-time training. And it wasn't drop medical school. It wasn't that at the time. Later that happened. It was... you need to go to the full-time training. And it didn't make sense to my mind. I didn't feel like it. I was in the fellowship. And you know what with that word came? The supply. And you know what I did? I went to the full-time training. Well, I skipped forward a little bit. I went to the full-time training. Why? The fellowship. Ask me if it was hard. My environment was really hard. It was really hard to walk away from a job, a career, success in the human sense. My parents were not for it at all. Oh. You know how they found out? A brother told my parents because my mom had called our brother's house before I had come home from that training. Because I had shared it in the training. And they just told me. And I was like, oh man, was that hard? But ask me again if it was hard. No. Inwardly, I was supplied. Oh, all the problems were solved because I had the flow. You have the flow? Oh, Lord Jesus. It's an inward supply. Don't think your environment will change. Maybe it will. Okay. And it's interwoven. Okay. It's interwoven. Okay. I have to keep going. We must maintain both the vertical and horizontal aspects of the divine fellowship in order to be healthy spiritually. Yeah. Big words here. Maintain healthy spiritually. How do you know if someone's healthy spiritually? I'll tell you this. They're properly receiving and rendering the supply of the divine life, both vertically and horizontally. And you know what it looks like? Joy. 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 1 John 1:4. And these things we write, that our joy may be made full. And actually, the manuscripts here, it's like it's a toss-up. That word could be our joy or your joy. And the footnote in the Recovery Version lets us know that. Whose joy is it? In the fellowship. It's everyone's. Is it yours? Are you healthy, spiritually speaking? You know, if we took a look at everyone, you know, don't look at anybody right now. But you can tell the ones who are healthy spiritually. You know, the ones who are enjoying this life, enjoying this person, enjoying this flow. Go to the home meetings. They're enjoying ones. And then there's the angry ones, the annoyed ones, the frustrated ones, the complaining ones, the murmuring ones, the reasoning ones, the sinful ones. One's in darkness. That's not healthy. But the ones who are in the fellowship of life are very healthy. Don't let anything rob you of enjoying God. Okay? When we have this in our expression, we can say, ah, I'm healthy. Okay? And then we can pursue this. Oh, where'd my joy go? Where did my joy go? Where's the fullness of joy? In this situation, I have some joy, but is it the fullness of joy? We can open up for more fellowship. Amen. With the Lord, Amen. With the saints. Oh, okay. Don't just barely make it. Don't just survive. And don't just thrive. When you're enjoying, you will multiply. There will be fruit. That's the expression of a healthy believer. Okay. Okay, I got to go on. Okay. How do we maintain? Oh, Lord. Okay. I'm going to have to take 10 more minutes, I think. Okay. All right. Well, I'm doing okay then. Oh, then I'm going to go back. All right. I got two verses for you. Joy. Psalms 36:8. They are saturated with the fatness of your house, and you cause them to drink of the river of your pleasures. Amen. Of your
pleasure.
There's joy. Amen. There's pleasure. Amen. In abounding measure. Amen. Right? Psalm 46:4. There is a river whose streams gladden the city of God. Amen. They gladden. Amen. Hallelujah. Gladden. Amen. The city of God. Amen. Oh, when you have this flow, you're just happy. Regardless of your outward circumstance. Regardless of how much I annoy you on the testing. I know it hurts. But it's really because we love you. I want you to enjoy the Lord and the Word, okay? Just have grace. Amen. Just stay in the enjoyment. Okay. Okay, Revelation 21:21. And actually, it was also, Revelation 22:1. there is a secret to maintaining our fellowship in life. The flow of the river is in the middle of what? Its street. That street then is, can be called Fellowship Street. Okay? If you stay on that street, you will not lose the fellowship. But if you wander away, if you go your own direction, you will be out. You're done. You're outside of the fellowship. You lose everything. You lose your joy. Absolutely. You lose the supply. But what is this street made of? Gold. Where did we see gold in this training? Yeah. Gold is what? The divine nature. Oh, if we want to be in the fellowship of life, we need to maintain, enjoy the divine nature. Okay? It's in the divine nature. Okay? Okay, but what's God's divine nature? There's actually three verses that tell us in the Bible exactly what God's divine nature is and what it relates to. Okay, number one, God is spirit. And that's John 4:24. God is spirit. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truthfulness. Okay? God is spirit. Okay? God is spirit. God is spirit. God is spirit. This is the nature of his person. He is a person. And he has a nature. He is spirit. Amen. Well, to maintain our fellowship in life, we have to exercise our mingled spirit. Amen. Because he is spiritual. And he has mingled himself as the spirit with our spirit. So when we exercise our spirit to live by the spirit, we remain in the flow. Amen. Okay? We remain in the flow. And this is towards the Lord vertically and horizontally with the believers. When we come together and we don't exercise our spirit, oh Lord Jesus, so many problems, so many problems, so many problems. But when we come together and exercise our spirit, fullness of joy, the flow is there, everyone is supplied, right? Apply this in your brother's house. Apply this in your sister's house. Too many are doing their own private interests. They don't care for the fellowship. Oh, my schedule. It's not your schedule. It's your heart. Put away your private interests. Get back into the flow. Oh, that's the only way the Lord can really carry out his purpose. I'm going to give you some quick. Oh, amen. I can run out of time again. Praise the Lord. A couple quick verses. Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit, these are the sons of God. Saints, we need to let the Lord lead us by the Spirit. Amen. Obey the Spirit. Didn't you enjoy that gospel line on go? You know, when you're with someone and there's like a moving, a flowing in your spirit, let me interpret that for you. Go! Go! Go in the flow! Stay in the flow! If you disobey that flow, if you disobey the Spirit, if you don't follow his lead, what happens? No flow. You lose the fellowship of life, in life. You just lose it. Where did God go? I don't know. He was just talking me to go, but I didn't cooperate. Now what? Oh, Lord. Well, the light comes. Okay, you know. All right. Okay, and now with the Spirit, I would say there's a key fact. There's so many verses. Okay, Romans 8:13 and Galatians 5:25, live by the Spirit. Galatians 5:25, walk by the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2:13, taught by the Spirit. Philippians 3:3, serve by the Spirit. Oh, let's do everything by the Spirit. Vertically, towards the Lord, to contact him, enjoy him, receive him, horizontally, to fellowship, to supply one another, to receive the supply from one another.
Amen.
We must exercise our spirit.
Amen.
Oh, this is the only way. Thank you, Lord, for your nature. With the flow, there's the sense of life here. Romans 8:6. That determines anything, everything. How do you know? How do you know the Spirit's flowing? There's a sense of this flowing life. Right? Romans 8:6. For the mind set on the flesh is sin and death. But the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. When we take care of the flow within, when we follow that, to whatever extent He leads us, and we just go, then the outward situation matches the inward flow, we have life and peace. Let's take care of the divine nature in this kind of way. Okay, God, okay, second point, God's divine nature. God is love. God is love. That's 1 John 4:8. I'm running out of time, but and 16. God is love. Oh, God is love. The world tells us love is something else. But God is love.
Amen.
And love is the nature of His essence. Love is the nature of His essence. We have to let God's essence become our essence in order for us to enjoy the fellowship of life vertically and horizontally, to maintain it. Right? Okay, this morning, I just really appreciated vertically. We need to be romantic Christians. Intimate. Personal. Intimate. Affectionate. Get the kiss. If you haven't experienced the Lord's kiss, the fellowship of life in you might just be a little trickle. Oh, I just encourage you all in your personal time with the Lord. What did our brother share with us? Some of them compliment him. You'll get the kiss. Trust me. Okay, never mind. Compliment him, you'll get the kiss. Say you're sorry. You'll get the kiss. It's too true. Okay, when His essence becomes ours, it's the only way we can love one another. Right, you can go to Mark 12:30 and 31, and you'll see that we have to love God, and we have to love one another. It's not, it's both. I'll tell you what, if there's someone you don't love, open it up to the Lord this weekend. If there's someone you can't love, or you find it hard to love, open it up to the Lord. It's affecting the fellowship of life, in life. It's affecting the flow of the Spirit in you. Everyone has this situation because we're still being perfected in God's love. We're not all there yet, right? We can't love everyone, but we have the love of God poured out into our hearts because He first loved us. And what kind of love is this? It's the love of God. It's the love that dies for someone. Is there someone you live with where you need to die to yourself? If we take care of God's love, the flow of the Spirit in our daily life will be very strong. Love God. Love one another. Love God vertically. Love one another horizontally. Let's take care of this nature. Okay, God is light. 1 John 1:5. Now this I don't have to share too much on because tomorrow, praise the Lord, divine light's coming. Maybe it's coming. It's here. A person is here. He has a certain nature and He is light. God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. Right? Light is the nature of His expression. When He reveals Himself to you, you see light. This is His expression. When He expresses Himself to you, there's light, right? And this light shows us two things: who God is and who you are. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Well, I won't dwell here, but we need to take care of this light. Whatever He shows you, don't argue with it. Don't justify yourself. Just go along. Take care of the light. Let the blood cleanse you. Okay, and for all these three, where can we find God's nature practically? Practically. Amen. The Word of God. And in this training, as much as it's a burden in the evening line, it's the same burden in this line and in the gospel line and in the morning time with the Lord. We need to enjoy God's Word. God's nature is supplied to us through the Word of God. You know, without the Word of God, we have nothing. We have no way to go on. The Word of God is the embodiment of the Spirit for us to enjoy. If you say you have fellowship with Him, but you're not opening your Bible every day, let me tell you something. You might have a trickle, but you're not experiencing the river. You're not experiencing the full inward supply. Your fellowship vertically and horizontal is very limited. I'm you know how I came into the church life? I'll tell you real quick. I got God in the Word. And you know what He did to me? He supplied me vertically, like this, just me and the Word. I started opening my Bible, not looking for knowledge. I was like looking for Jesus. Amen. I wanted to hear Him talk to me. Amen. And He did talk to me. And He took me, one of the first things He said to me is, I have a purpose. And I'm like, oh, wow. I want to know your purpose. And so I was like, I better read the rest of the Bible. Okay? The second thing he said to me was, you need to eat me. And I was like, are you, what? Huh? He even said, you're starving. You're starving, Christian. All the problems in your life. All the problems in your life is because you're lacking the supply. And he just started supplying me. But you know what? I just had the vertical. And then I read the book of Ephesians, and guess what he did to me? He spoke again. And you know what he said? You need the church. Actually, he said, you need the body of Christ in your experience. And I was like, Lord, I have no idea what to do. I've been in a lot of religious places, denominations. I was like, that's not the body. I want the reality. And you know what he did? Within a week, he gave me the local church. The practical church life on the ground of oneness with nothing else but the Spirit and the Word. And I found a lot of believers who just wanted to enjoy the gift of God in them. Yeah, they just want it. And I was just like, wow, praise the Lord. I was so supplied. That vertical fellowship brought me to the saints. And then that horizontal fellowship brought me back to the Lord. And so many things have happened since then. Gone through, and I've gone through a lot of sufferings, you know, but always a supply. Anyway, let's maintain our fellowship with the Lord. Okay, Roman numeral 4, the fellowship of life is everything in the Christian life. Therefore, when we live in the divine fellowship, our Christian life becomes very living, active, and full of impact. The fellowship of life is everything in the Christian life. Why? Because if you lose the fellowship of life, you lose God. And I know that's a strong statement. I'm not saying you lose eternal life. I'm not saying that. But in your experience, in your daily life, you lose God. You don't hear Him. You don't see Him. You don't enjoy Him. You lose His presence. And when you lose His presence, you lose everything. You become a senseless contradiction. You're full of the flowing, trying God with a definite purpose. Yet your life is vanity. And you really become miserable. Honestly, this isn't optional for a believer. We must be in the fellowship of life. Amen. and to be in this fellowship of life, we must take care of the divine nature. We must cooperate with this nature. So that what? We can walk on the street of gold. We can walk in the fellowship of life, constantly being supplied by God Himself as our head and through the members of the body corporately. Okay. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
How about we read the focus together and how about we stand up and read the focus together? Okay.
When we receive the divine and eternal life of God, we are brought into the fellowship of life. Therefore, we need to maintain our vertical fellowship with the Lord and our horizontal fellowship with the saints, that we could be continuously supplied with all that God is for the carrying out of God's purpose.
Amen.